Welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast for anyone who wants to raise other people's money for a business or property venture. Right now, there has never been more money on the planet, and there has never been more opportunity. This podcast will help you put the two together. So, if you need money for your business or property proposals from banks, lenders, angels, whales, or dragons, this is the podcast for you.
Hi, this is Ray McLennan, and this is the How to Raise Money podcast. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about your role as an investor. So let's imagine that you have decided that you want to invest in a business, you want to invest in a person, you want to invest in property, you want to put some money in. So there's some tips here, 10 tips as usual. We'll try and get a top 10, top 12, everything, but this time there happens to be 10 tips for you as an investor. So number one is, whatever type of investor you are, try and stay in touch with the company. Try and stay in touch with the people. Keep informed. Now, what investors like to see is a follow-up. So I've tried to encourage people to do what's called a follow-up Friday, or certainly at the very least once a month, with a follow-up, just a quick email to the investors saying, here's what we've done, here's what we're doing, here's how things are going. So if you're an investor, try and stay in touch with the company, but we also encourage the people that get the investment to try and stay in touch with the investors. And again, it always helps, the bit of feedback, if you get a follow-up Friday or a follow-up email at the end of the month to fire back and say, thank you very much for that, or any questions that you've got, that's the time to answer. Now, another good way to follow up, if you're receiving investment, to follow up is to have a dedicated investor page on the website where you can do frequently asked questions and everyone can see them. So if there's 4, 5, 6, 7, however many investors there are, they can all log in there and they can all see what's going on. That is a very good idea to keep in touch. So that's number one, keep in touch. Now, if you're an investor, and number two is, support the business, support the company, support the project in any way that you can. You know, even if that's sort of telling people about it, if you've invested in a restaurant, you know, you can obviously go and visit there. If you've invested in a building that's going to be converted, you can tell people about it. You can go to them on the Facebook page. You should be able to see what they're doing on a Facebook page, and you can spread that amongst your friends and tell other people about it. If it's ABC Widgets and they're selling something, you know, encourage people to buy. If it's wine, I mean, we did a number of years back, there was a wine company that got a lot of investment and they're doing extremely well, and they have they're called Wine Angels, and if you're a Wine Angel, you can use the affiliate scheme to send to friends and family and anyone you meet, and you get a discount back for that, and they get to see about the company. So try and support it, even if it's only singing its praises to others. Now, number three, and this is one that it was told to me by an prolific investor in Scotland, a chap called Nelson Gray, and he said that he always expects to invest more money in the business sooner rather than later. So if he'd been asked to invest £100,000 in a business, and then they've said, but you know, that will last us for 2 years and we're going to need money at the end of year two, or we'll have broken even by then, he always takes that with a pinch of salt and said, you know, I'll usually expect that after a few months they'll come back, you know, usually a bit sheepish, saying they didn't expect this to go that way, or things cost more than they thought, and therefore they're looking for a little bit more investment. That's something that I suppose experienced investors understand and expect. So if you are investing in a business, then expect to invest more money sooner rather than later. Okay, now number four would be, you might want to be a passive investor. You're saying to yourself, well, I'm just going to passively invest in this particular company, but you may end up getting involved in company business more than you expect. So be prepared for that. Examples are where I've had trade shows and they've asked investors to come along to the trade show and talk there about what it's been like to invest in the company and to just give general feedback and to give almost a testimonial. So that you may be called upon to do that, or you may be called upon to do something more. You may be called upon to become a non-executive director at some time in the future. So that's number four. Number five, being an investor can bring great rewards. I mean, the good rewards in terms of satisfaction. It's very satisfying to invest in a business, to invest in a company, to invest in a project and see that grow and come to fruition. If it's a property project, it's great to see a derelict building being converted into, you know, shiny new flats. Or if you've invested in a project where you've got a brownfield site and it's, you know, the factory's been demolished, and then you see a new building coming up out of the wreckage. It's very, very satisfying. I find that the best part of all. It's very, very satisfying. Okay, number six, if you do become a non-executive director or even a director of the company, then you need to remember that your duties are first to the company and not to yourself as a shareholder. So within companies and within company structure, you've got the company itself, and the company has directors who can also be employees but may not, and then they've got shareholders, and the two are different. So normally the managing director manages the company, the chairman looks after the shareholders. So if you're asked to become a director of the company, your duty need to be first to the company and not to yourself as a shareholder. Now, every company should be trying to maximize shareholder value, depending on what the aims and aspirations of the company are. But to get shareholder value cannot be at the neglect of the company. So be very, very careful there. Okay, so if you are a non-executive director, a lot of people have said to me, well, what does that mean? Am I legally responsible? Well, you can be. So you need to make sure that you know what's going on. You need to make sure that you take proper legal advice. You need to make sure that you understand your roles and responsibilities and that you handle them diligently. So take legal advice. Okay, number eight is, and again, some investors have said to me, is it okay if I charge for my time, if I get expenses and so on? Now, some of them ask that, if it's okay, but then there are some, and I've seen investments in the past where someone has invested money in, they've created a position for themselves that has to pay them a certain amount. I mean, I saw one where the guy had invested £50,000, and then he'd built in that after 3 months he was to be paid £2,000 a month, as a director's fee. And all that was doing was taking all his money back out, and he would still end up with the equity share. Well, that's not fair, I don't think. It is okay to charge for your time, but you have to expect that these charges will be applied to a director's loan account, and they'll only be paid when the company actually has the spare cash to do so, usually when it comes to sort of a dividend time. Okay, so number nine is, if you are going to do that, make sure you get a proper contract before you become either a director or an employee of the company. Now remember, a director and an employee are two separate legal entities. So if you're going to become a director or an employee of the company, make sure that your rights, you know what your rights are, you know what your obligations are, you know what your duties are, and make sure that that's all set down in writing and you know exactly what it is. Okay, and number 10 would be, well, I suppose number 10, expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. You never know what might happen. I've seen investors that have gone in, put in a bit of money, put in a bit more money, and then ended up running the company. I've also seen many investors who put in money and never do anything from 1 year end to the next except take a dividend out. There was one great company that we got investment for, which was called Spark Energy, and they used to provide energy for landlords. So if you were a landlord and you had, you know, several properties, rather than have your utilities with half a dozen different companies, you could have them all managed through one particular company. And we had an investor in that, and he absolutely loved being involved because he got free gas, free electricity, and that was totally unexpected. It was put forward as part of the deal, but he didn't expect it was going to go on and on and on. But then there are other things that can be unexpected. Yeah, like I say, you may end up running the company. So expect the unexpected. So there's top 10 tips for investing in a company. So just to recap, whatever investor you are, stay in touch with the company. They should stay in touch with you. Number two is try and support the company. So by buying their product, telling other people about it. Number three, you may have to invest more money sooner rather than later. Number four, you may end up getting involved, so be prepared to spend time on company business. Number five is, it can bring great rewards in terms of satisfaction. It's very satisfying to go into your restaurant, for example, if you invest in a restaurant, or to use your products. Number six, if you become a director, remember your duties are to the company and not to yourself as the shareholder of the company. number six. Number seven is it's not an honorary position. You're legally responsible. You have to know what you're doing. Number eight, okay to charge for your time. Number nine, get a contract if you are an employer or a director. And number 10, expect the unexpected. So there we are. Very quick tea time tip on how to raise money. And I've been Ray McLennan. If you've got any questions, queries, maria@raisingangelfinance.co.uk. Get us on Twitter. You get us on Facebook. You get us on the website, howtoraisemoney.co.uk. Leave some comments there. Tell me what you want to see, and we will certainly do an episode for you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the How to Raise Money podcast. It's made for people who want to raise money as debt or investment equity for their business or property proposal or empire. The website has all the useful links and underlying research, and you can get downloads of the checklists and other useful information. You can find all that at howtoraisemoney.co.uk. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at @Ray_McLennan and Nigel Best at Positive Nigel. You can check the blog at raisingangelfinance.blogspot.co.uk. See you next time, where we can show you how to raise money. There is abundance. There is money enough for everyone on the planet. The question is, who has yours?